FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Corruption Watch says a video showing government officials allegedly trying to bribe a journalist speaks to a deeper culture of corruption within South Africa's government.
Corruption isn't just political elites involved in bribery. It's down the line when corrupt transactions go uninvestigated or go unpunished that there are probably other people within the ecosystem that are complicit in these matters not being pursued.
The remarks come a day after the Daily Maverick released footage of the CEO and spokesperson of the Independent Development Trust, an entity under the Public Works Department. Tebogo Malaka and Pasha Magolane are seen allegedly offering a 60,000 rand bribe to journalist Peter Louis Myburgh to quash an investigation. Corruption Watch's Karam Singh says it's brazen how Malaka and Magolane misread the situation.
Now, he was one of the premier investigative journalists involved in exposing state capture. And the fact that they misread that perhaps does lead one to speculate further in terms of have they engaged in these types of activities before? Do people think it's so easy to buy people off that if you just put money on the table, whether it be an investigative journalist or civil society activist, that people will just fall into line, that money talk?
Earlier today, Public Works Minister Dean McPherson laid charges of corruption against Malaka and Magolane. Minister in the Presidency Khumbudzo Ntshavheni says industries affected by the US export tariff hike will be briefed on Monday on support measures. She's told a post-cabinet briefing today that they remain committed to finding lasting solutions through ongoing talks with the US.
As communicated this morning through the presidency, President Ramaphosa has reached out through a phone call to President Trump yesterday morning as part of bolstering South Africa's negotiation efforts on the trade agreement. Government's efforts remain focused on growing the economy to save and create new jobs, which include intensifying diversification efforts and strengthening our global supply chain integration as the country works to expand its export markets to Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and across the African continent.
And public hearings on the marriage bill are continuing this week. Home Affairs says the bill aims to merge South Africa's fragmented marriage laws into a single inclusive framework. At the Kuruman leg of the participation process earlier this week, some residents suggested raising the legal age of marriage to 21. But not everyone agrees with the bill's overall direction. Bishop Cornelius Manye has voiced strong opposition, saying the bill's gender-neutral approach to marriage goes against biblical teachings.
We call for protection of the right of religious communities to uphold traditional marriage values without being compelled to act against our faith. Number two, religious freedom must be respected. The Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. We are concerned that religious marriage officers may be forced to solemnize marriage that go against their consensus or faith.
LGBTQ activist Portia Musikati says they just want equal recognition under the law.
We reject fear discussed as faith, and we reject law that denies our rights to love. Let us be the country where love wins, where no one is left behind, and where all marriages are equal under the law.
The top story, Corruption Watch says a video showing government officials allegedly trying to bribe a journalist speaks to a deeper culture of corruption within South Africa's government. More news at ecr.co.za.